Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Well, 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 more of an upbeat opening. It doesn't always have to be, hey. Hey, you know how James Adomian does all these impersonations? I do impersonations, too. Who do I want? Caller, go ahead. Who do you want to hear?
Can you do Blake Wexler, please?
Caller? All right, so here's Blake Wexler.
Hey, everyone. So I'm weird, and I like to have a good time. And you know what? I think I have weird hands, too. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so there's that. I do Blake Wexler, of course, James Adomian. I do Robbie Kirk. By the way, we're at the American Comedy Club.
Yeah?
No, it's called something else.
Company.
American Comedy Company, which, by the way, unbelievable. This club knows what they're fucking doing. The decor, I tried to toughen it up a little. The backstage, the green room, the staff, everything. You just come down here, and it's everything a comedy club should be. I got two ideas, but you don't drop them on them till the Saturday. But this club, I give them an A+. So, you know, it's great. So we're backstage, and I'm here all weekend. So tonight, Friday night, and Saturday night. Friday night, two shows, which is tonight. And then Saturday, two shows. And the band's playing. They got a cool band. Todd on keyboards. And then we have Brendan on drums. And then Robbie Kirkhoff on triangle. There you go.
A professional.
Oh, I hate my laugh. Anyway, no, I don't. People in San Antonio said if I like my laugh, they like my laugh. I'm making shit up that they said in San Antonio. So here, today's show. Happy birthday. Today's show is from the podcast festival. Now, normally we do a lot of visuals, you know, but there might be even some more. But you're going to hear the show that we recorded at the podcast festival. Our guest was Eddie Pepitone. Oh, by the way, Aristotle is in Hawaii. Aristotle, and it better sound like you have Hawaiian music in the background. I mean, if the listeners don't believe you're in Hawaii, they're not going to believe you. So when I ask how you're doing, they better go, oh, no, he's in Hawaii. Yeah, I heard it in the background. Hey, Aristotle, how you doing?
Aloha. I'm doing well. Sorry I missed the show. But I'm glad you had fun. Aloha.
Oh, that was definitely Hawaii. Oh, it was Hawaii. Oh, yeah, it was definitely Hawaii. Yeah, it was Hawaii. Well, we heard music. Yeah, we definitely, we heard a luau. There was a luau. Yeah, it was Hawaii.
Yeah, seashells on your tits.
Now I got to edit that out. I do a clean show. No cursing anymore. Chris Hardwick, I got a memo. All right, so listen, I'm hurrying because it's 5 minutes before this show starts. And I just wanted to do the opening and say, you know, it was so much fun. That podcast festival gets better every year. I love it. I like going from the podcast festival, which they do right, and right here to the American Comedy Company in San Diego where they do it right. These people fucking do it right. Seriously. Like, I give high praise. High praise. If you're going to open up a comedy club, come here, watch what they do, and then don't do anything you thought you should fucking do, and do what they do. Robbie, stop eating the drummer's chicken strips. All right, everybody, you're great. I love you. Okay? You think, oh, yeah, yeah, I fucking love you. That's all you need. You're going to do just fine. Aristotle, roll in the thing that we do.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the sounds of the Todd Glass Show. Count me in, Keith.
And one, and two, and one, two, three, four.
Welcome, new listeners, to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd. If he says potato salad or swear to God, well, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he'll always say to George Carlin. And on the topic of truth, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intros go long, 'cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other shows end before his get started. Are recorded on a phone, but don't worry, the audio of the show is at a higher quality. You know, the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show. Get up. Get up, just open your eyes. It's the Todd Glass Show. What a wonderful way to start each day, listening to Audio 98. This podcast thing, yeah. I believe in miracles. Todd Glass Show. This podcast thing. And whistles, jingles, it's a real show. The Todd Glass Show. This is the Todd Glass Show. Bells and whistles, jingles, it's a real show. With Jake Adams, producer Aristotle, Gabe Stein on the trumpet, it's a real show. At the Todd Glass Show. This is the Todd Glass Show. With bells and whistles, jingles, it's a real show. Ladies and
hey, Bigger, and I'm not fucking around. It's
Ladies and gentlemen, the Todd Glass Show.
What am I hurrying over here for?
Wow! What a coincidence. We didn't fool anybody.
Well, well, well. Good to have you here. All right, what's up? What are you looking at?
You guys are great. Man, it's amazing. I never pull any shit. There's basically two guys playing. There's two guys. All that noise, like, no one thinks about it. No one's like, oh, they got a whole band. No, we don't. He's on the triangle. I mean, that could... There you go. And then Duncan's on the... really, without that, you think anyone's going to miss it? And Keith says a one and a two. So, but wouldn't it be funny if I travel with every one of these guys? Like, literally, people go, wait, that one and the two guy gets... They travel with him? Yes. He gets a hotel room, so every fucking night he says, a one! If I had the money, I'd fucking do that in a heartbeat. Keith, don't count on it. I know he's going to go home to his parents. No, you heard Todd say he's going to... No talking! That's what Jimmy Pardo said to say when they talk. All right, so by the way, that was great. That was very good. I don't want to get, you know, paranoid later. Did I thank the band? No, that was very... That was... It wasn't what I expected. No, that was very nice. So if you could give those guys... I always get... No. Don't guess what I'm going to say. Look at you, looking at me, looking at you. Shut the fuck up, right? Yeah. Hey, that's Jake Adams, everybody.
Hello.
All right. Hello. We're going to get Eddie out here in a second. So thank you guys very much. Could you give the guys in the band a nice round of applause? I want to get this out of the way, because... Once I get the business out of the way, then I enjoy myself. And is everyone in here, we're all in a good mood, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because I always worry there's new people, and like if someone comes, they go like, you know, Todd Glass isn't really my thing. Like, yeah, I'll go watch it. Come on, be nicer than that. I mean, I don't need that energy in the room, I'll feel it. Wouldn't that be good if three people got up and left and you hear him in the back mumbling? Yeah, that actually wouldn't be nice. Why did we do that? I mean, we didn't have to go in the room where he was. If we did. So anyway, there's that. That's all, I wanted to get that out of the way. No more paranoid. Jake, remember what I said. Jake Adams is here.
Say?
I'm gonna get everything. I'm gonna be so professional. You're all gonna shit in your pants, and I've seen it. No. So Jake Adams' dad is here.
He is here.
He's here. In the back, and
You don't have to. It's all right.
And he, he called me a lot for, for free tickets. It was embarrassing. Not for me. I don't give a shit. I'm happy to do it, but for him,
He asked if there was a dress code for tonight.
That's, by the way, he really asked that. Well, he's sick. No, he's sick. I can tell him. He's here. This is an intervention. There's no fucking podcast. You're sick, and we're putting you in a home. I got that from Don Rickles. All right, listen. Everything's going good. Here's how I say it is. It starts out nice, and there are little dips, but I get right out of them. Just like that. Ma'am, I'm going to say it in a friendly way, not an aggressive way. Here's a new way I'm going to talk. It's so much better. Oh, I'm insecure when I see you on the phone because I think you're not having fun. Yeah. You're shooting the show?
He works for the
festival. I know, I'm joking. You know I wasn't joking. That's why it's only funny if you know it's a bit, not if I try to really get out of it. I know, I'm not a fucking idiot. The whole crowd would be like, no, I'm pretty sure he was. I didn't know. I thought you were on a cell phone. I thought, my God, you know how happy I am now? Because the one person on the cell phone was driving me fucking nuts, and then in one fleeting moment I found out it's not. And everything got great. So anyway, Joe, you're good?
Sure. Jingle Joe.
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
What did you want to say?
Oh, well.
No, you had something to say, because today you called me on the phone. You're like, I'm going to clear the air.
I'm happy to be here, and I like having all the jingles on the show, but I mean, Chris Hardwick is just on the phone with me every day. He's like, Joe, Todd only played 13 jingles last show, and I just only have
great.
So many out.
Oh, come on! Seriously? No, this is how he is. By the way, I'm glad we have a safe word. To potato salad, Chris Hardwick. This is the truth. This is the truth. I mean, God take my, you know, kids if I ever have them. I'm serious. Why would I lie? You got to be sick to lie. Chris Hardwick sits in a room in a booth watching this podcast, and he calls me, and he's like, "More, play the fucking jingles." Okay, he goes, "That pussy one I love." So what are you going to do?
My gal has got two eyes of blue and curls of brown. She always makes me smile when I am feeling down. Whenever I am with her, I just grin like a clown. Cause my gal's pussy is the smallest in town.
Shut it up. You don't fucking understand. Do you know what it's like? When I started this podcast thing, I saw the documentary. It's about doing whatever you want. I'm on the other end of it now with fucking him. No one wants to hear that song. He goes, "Todd, I don't know what the fuck." He goes, "But it's silly and they don't fucking mind it." I'm like, "Are you shitting me?" Play it again. I have to play it five times. Five times.
My gal has got two eyes of blue and curls of brown. She always makes me smile when I am feeling down. Whenever I am with her, I just grin like a clown. Cause my gal's pussy is the smallest in town. My gal has got two eyes of blue and curls of brown.
Play along. He'll probably like it, the fucking idiot. Nah, you know what? It was fun, actually. The band played along. Once the crowd loosened up a little, maybe. I don't know. Just keep playing. Play it again. I think we could get something with it. Play it again. I think the crowd needs to learn.
My gal has got two eyes of blue and curls of brown.
Are you fighting
it? Always makes me smile.
No, seriously, are you fighting? Oh, I have to know it's not technically worth enjoying. Hold on, shut it off. But it is. Chris Hardwick is right. Nothing I do could be better than that. Play it again. Nothing I do is going to be better than this.
My gal has got two eyes of blue and curls of brown. She always makes me smile when I am feeling down. Whenever I am with her, I just grin like a clown. Because my gal's pussy is the smallest in town.
I say goodnight, Graham Elwood sends me a thank you letter if I end right there. He goes, "No, they came in, you didn't keep them for 3 hours, you did the pussy song, everyone had fun." Okay, what time is it right now? I want to know, I'm going to be so professional.
7:18.
7:20.
Well.
So I get a... this medal given to me tonight, before the show, but yesterday. This Olympic medal. You know anything Olympic? God, guys, it's not even... Can I tell you the truth to George Carlin? It's not even a bit. It looks like you're all... Something bad happened. Did something bad happen? Is it what I said before the show? Come on, you know I joke
around.
I said they're
Chris.
Shitty. And now they're mad at me. God, man, I hate when I say something mean and it doesn't get a laugh, because then it's just mean. It sucks. In one fleeting moment, my life sucks. Like, I'll get over it, but like, that's, there's so much love, and that not in some bullshit. What? Yes, sir.
Oh, I was just saying that the jingle you requested, I pulled up.
Oh, thank you. Huh? This one with his dad here. He goes, he calls me up, he goes,
"Hey, could they valet my parking?" Hello? "Hey, could they valet my parking?"
That's good. They get it. I'm sorry. That doesn't help.
Right, phone call, right?
I'll do the bit. No, that sounds good. That's actually good. You can keep it right there. I get the basic, the gist of the bit.
Hey, Todd.
Keep going. That's good. They get it. Okay, sir, you get it. Make it.
Hello? Hey, Todd, it's...
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
There you go. Look at that. It's like a maestro. He takes it this way, he takes it that way. This is the new way I talk. All right, I got to get Eddie Pepitone out here. So anyway, I was voted... Oh, what time is it? 7:21. Okay, I got...
Well,
I hate...
7:20. What can I...
Yes, Jingle Joe is here. Well, he gets upset if I don't have it in the rider. All right, let me get through this. If I plow through it, it'll take me 15 minutes, Eddie. So I want to get him out here because it's a treat for me. But I was voted number one by the pod. Who gave me this medal yesterday? Are you here? Yeah, I thought you were. But I didn't want to make any presumptions. voted number one by the Podcasters Association of Australia. Ladies and gentlemen, yesterday was the word that's supposed to be bestowed upon me or something, but I don't know what it is. But use that word. It was upon me. With this, the Todd Glass Show, and then this is signed by the president of where this is from. I'm great at improv. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of Australia. And I wear it. And that's the real deal. That's not fake. God. Right, this is fun, right? What are you going to do better than this? All right, listen. Where are you going? All right, that's later. There, that. So, yeah, so this was nice. Thank you. I'm professional. Of course I get lost. No, it's true. You got to be a professional. You can't be afraid to get lost. That's why I should have a show on television, because what's wrong with being honest on television? You know how much better it is to watch somebody when they don't think they're doing well, being able to talk about it? Right? Like, if you watch a late-night show, and they're like, fuck, this is not going well. Good. You probably are shitting in your pants. Why can't you admit it? But instead, you have to act like it's going right, even when you're scared shitless. You're like, just smile, even though you're scared internally. You're not fooling anybody. So just go. What the fuck is going on? That bit didn't work. That's what I would do if I was voted into the late-night arena. No, maybe some executive sees it. They're like, you know, he's right. I wouldn't. No show I had on television, I know this seems cocky, would be bad. There's no fucking way. If it was a sitcom, yes, because there's storyline, there's plot. But just me into the camera, I'll fucking make it work. Because it'll work because I'm funny, or it won't work. Wow! It's... fuck! It's just perfectly placed. Wow. That's why it works for free. I trick them. Okay. Oh, by the way, so I was going to walk through the crowd doing the Todd Shake Hands thing. I don't have to do that. We can do that later. I want to thank Kat, which is Joe McKenzie. I know. Stop it. Don't be silly.
Sister-in-law, right?
Sister-in-law, Kat. She did all my notes. Like, they're so perfect. Everything is like, what the fuck, right? Shut the fuck up, right?
Yeah, it's a real game changer.
I know.
Someone's got a note writer. Official calligraphy for the Todd Glass show.
Yeah, it must be nice. I have enough money to have somebody else write my notes. I leave my podcast to go do other things because I have the fan.
I don't want him to hit me.
No, it's your fault. It's your fault.
Yeah, fuck you! All right, listen. Everything's great. So, Kat, I want to thank you for this nice handwriting. What?
You said I'll be right over there. And this is
well, you know, because I know what to do. All right, listen. It's a lot. No, give me $5 each. No, come on. I need it. All right, so I think we bring Eddie out. You great? We got the Oh, yeah, I do improv. Oh, shit, if I had a pen. Does anyone have a pen? Okay, I just want to get Eddie out here, because once we get him out here, we can do this shit with him instead of whenever I go do. Hurry up, lady. I am edgy. Everyone's so PC. Whoa. You can't say anything anymore. Everyone's so PC. I'm not having any trouble. I don't know what. You can't. Welcome, man. Yeah, I know, and I did, and that's okay. I know, but in the middle of the show, I know, and I'm not upset about it. Here's this gentleman over here.
I blocked his view of the film.
I was watching the documentary, which, by the way, halfway through I got nervous. I was the only one here that was in it. It looked sad. I was in the back going, oh, my God, Marc Maron's not here. You know why? Because he's disrespectful. I got to say it. Everyone's so afraid of Marc Maron. Ooh, it's Marc Maron. But I want to say, by the way, I'm kidding. You know, there's one person who thought, oh, I bet he did give him a dig. No, it's not funny if it's a dig. It's funny if it's nice. Back to you.
I don't know why that's
that. No, you don't have to worry about it. You seem cool. That's my son, Adam. Wouldn't that be sad if I brought him on the road? I let you do bits from the crowd. You'll have a good time. Okay, so here we go. And then we're going to bring this. Let me write this out. Can I tell you what we have to look forward to? Number one, in about a minute, I'm going to introduce Eddie. Later in the show, we're going to ask someone in the audience, oh, do you have a serious question? You're going to say yes. You're going to answer. And then we're all going to mock you. Like, it's going to be so fun. I'm telling you up front. I don't have to lie to you. That's what's going to... You're going to go, oh, yeah. And then we're going to go, oh, okay. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll make it better than that. That was going down a bad path. Remember, silly, not that. So, thank you. Piano improv song. That's where we're going to have Eddie ask people in the audience three things about themselves, and he's going to sing a little. And we have the music. Play the music we're going to play. Come on, if you were home and you were going to bed, and I said I was going to do that with Eddie Pepitone, you'd go, I got to fucking stay up. Turn it off. That's all you need. No, seriously, if you're laying in bed, you're going to, oh, Eddie Pepitone's going to come out. They're going to play this again just so they know what they're doing. You go, oh, no, I'll go to bed. Well, then leave now, because I'm going to I got to be honest. I'm gonna, thank God I have a safe word. Graham wanted to be in the band. Now, I'm not sorry. This is the truth. Potato salad. He goes, let me be in the band. I said, you don't play an instrument. He goes, so he's doing it in some way that I should go, oh, you're right, that is good. Graham, that is horrible. No one's enjoying that. Play along with him. I'm not trying to sabotage him. Play along. This is what he wanted to do.
So dating is weird. What else is in the news?
You're right. Wow. Can I be honest? And I don't know if you saw, because I'm a professional. I put on a face for, you know, for the show. I didn't think it was going to be... I thought it was stupid at first. But then when I started doing it, wasn't it like, this is fun. It's like the pussy song. But here's what someone goes, why do you enjoy that? You have to go, I don't... Play it again. I'm not trying to play games.
My gal has got two eyes of blue and curls of brown. She always makes me smile when I am...
Enough. I got to introduce the next act. Oh, you do like it. When I do my comedy, you're not going, yay.
Or is this just some silly shit?
That's how I want you to... When I started the music, people were like, oh. You know why? Listen, I want to say one more thing. I mean, it seems fun, but... Let's bring Eddie Pepitone out. Eddie Pepitone!
Eddie Pepitone. Everybody join me. Eddie Pepitone.
Can you turn his
mic
off?
Eddie Pepitone. This side first.
Eddie Pepitone.
I'm doing the guy who is
just too excited about it. He's just too excited about shit. Like, like whatever he does. Like, let's say he goes to Ralph's and he's like, "Baby, we're on Ralph's." Like, whatever he does, he fucking loves it. You know what I mean? Do I have to get right up on it? Are we good?
No, you do whatever you want. I'm professional. do that guy at the when he I'm sorry, I can't.
That doctor, he's going.
He's
to
at the doctor. He found out he needs a tooth removed.
He needs a tooth.
Well, he would even be excited about that.
Hey, yeah.
Hold on 1 second. No, there's a reason. Keith Blumbard's dad is on the phone. We need to have him immediately get off the phone. You know what? Excuse me, if you let my fucking if you let me finish, he's on his phone with his camera. I'm happy. Thank you. He's on.
Don't micromanage. Don't micromanage it. He's even happy when he's scolding people. Like, please, don't micromanage it. But here's that guy when he finds out he
Who? What do you mean that guy?
I'm investigative.
You what?
I'm investigative. I do a lot of. People are pissed off. How are you? How's your cat?
How am I?
Well, because I do real interviews now. I do real interviews now, and I think people are jealous.
You do real interviews?
Yeah,
are we going to get real?
I just did the bells and the whistles, and the other podcasts are like, Todd has that area. And then I started asking serious questions. I know for a fact the other podcasts are like, you fucking shitting me? They're like, yeah, he'll do like 25 minutes, just have a regular interview. Like, fuck. Let him do his bells and whistles. Now he's got to do good interviews? I'm like, yeah. So watch. This is really good.
The Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
How's your cats? Why? Because you could imagine this on a real show, couldn't you? But like, oh, and then he talks about his cats. By the way, backstage, we were honestly, I'm afraid to get a dog. I want to get a dog real bad.
And this is true. This is true. This is what's on my mind because it's fucking killing me.
He told me something that he shouldn't have told me right before he went up, but it sort of made me love him more, even though he was complaining about his sick animals.
Two dogs. I have two little fucking dogs, and they are so, like, they are so fucking small and little and vulnerable, and one of them just had, they're rescue dogs, so they came to me all fucked up. And,
rescue call 911.
Wait a minute. This isn't... This isn't a serious interview.
Let me tell you something. San Antonio, thank you, Robbie Kirkhoff. God damn it, you're great.
By the way, can I just say that I heard you yell during that? I'm sorry, 9/11 victims. I just want to get that out there.
Yeah, I think at the time it was like a bit, and I don't remember in the context that it was. So. Everyone's so PC. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to bump into people in the street, go into where I think, and I'm going to go to like after a show where they draw like probably a crowd. I'm going to bump into people, and then when they go, "Excuse me," like I'm going to bump into them hard, and then go, they go, "Excuse me, you just bumped into me." Like, "Oh, you're so PC." Oh, everyone's got to be kind to each other. Ooh. You want to do it with me? Okay. How are you? How's the cats?
The cats are great. They're just terrific. They know when to nap. They know when to not nap. They're fucking brilliant. They play life like a violin.
What does that mean?
I don't know what the fuck it means. You're the interviewer. You figure it out. Fuck you. All right? Fuck you. My cats are fine. I'm not just all about animals. I also like to walk around. Ask me about walking around.
I'm gonna do George Carlin on this. What I'm about to say, I'm serious about, but I'm gonna try never to do it again. Well, so I shouldn't say to George Carlin, I say I'm gonna try. Now, when I'm laughing like that, sometimes when I rewatch it and it looks like I'm a baboon. You know, it's like, really? Is it that funny? Yes, to me it is. And I'm tired of being embarrassed about it. Like, when he's doing any character, I'm fucking, yeah, fuck that shit. It's not fake. If it's like, fucking shut the fuck up. I would hire him if I had the money. Like, if I was like, you know, Drew Carey, big. You know, I mean, ooh, you know, you might go Drew Carey, but like, anybody who's got money, Drew Carey can spend $500,000. I'd give it to you per year. And I would just say, hang out with me, and I'll do like a show. I'll like a,
Too bad that couldn't happen, huh? Too bad I couldn't be your little fucking jester for $500,000. $500,000 a year instead of what I do, which is barely survive running around the country. But whenever I'm at LAX at 6 in the morning, I'm like, God damn it, when is Glass going to make a killing so I could just hang out at his house and fucking make him laugh? You know what? You would get sick of me, though. You know what? Here's what would happen in that scenario.
I'd have a nice showroom. I wouldn't do it in my living. You know, you'd walk in, you'd be like, no, it's like a really fucking, that's like a really cool club at his house. He built it. Just him and his friends sit around. I do shows. I make $500,000. What's wrong with that life? I'd take it. Anybody? To be honest, I do it for $100,000 just so you don't, you know, get thrown off by emailing me. Just wanted to say that. And you are great to be here. No, I'm professional.
You are a great interviewer. You are a terrific interviewer.
So what I was saying about the dog,
yes?
My gal has got two eyes of blue and curls of brown. She always makes me smile when I am feeling down. Whenever I am with her, I just grin like a clown. Cause my gal's pussy.
You really came in with that trumpet at the end, not too wholehearted. It was about pussy and fun things, and you're like, really messing up the pussy song. Say something. Do you have that? Read something that I recently said to you, Nick.
Does he have a microphone back there?
Is he here?
Hey, Nick, fuck that key guy. Can you move those cones?
They couldn't understand what you said. Right. What about the one I told you to do as a joke first, and then we'd do the real one?
All right. Hey, Nick, I'm all cooked up.
Well, what about acknowledging that we fucked up a little?
We did fuck up. I apologize.
Well, that's no big deal. What do I give a shit?
All right.
I do the first one. This is supposed to be an ad-lib one.
Hey, Nick, I'm all cooked up. You know where
Nick,
I can get some pussy?
You're going to slow down when you do these, because it sounded like you said, I'm all cocked up. Here's what it was supposed to be. And it's not. It might not
My
be.
Dogs are great, by the way. They're hurt, though. They're injured.
They're okay.
They're going to pull through.
It might be your microphone, but it was this. Hey, Todd, I'm all cooked up. Do you know where I can get some pussy? But, and then I was
going to... Hey, Nick, what's going on with this?
I'm messing up. I apologize.
You're doing fine.
He did just get braces yesterday.
He did just get braces to George Carlin. And he's paranoid about him. So he's trying to talk, but you can't hear him now. And I'm like, I told him the truth. Before I make fun of him, which I will, I also said, no. I go, girls are going to, they're not going to think anything different of you. They're going to, if you saw someone that's good looking and they got braces, no, you don't. And I was being honest. And I said, plus someone's going to think, hey, he takes pride in himself. He's taking care of himself. Good, he got braces.
Yeah, but you know what they don't like is that spinal thing. If you did get a head injury and that fucking whole thing that holds your head up with the antenna, that would cut down on your dating life. There would be no quote. Oh, you're so fucking PC, huh? Now we know the level of the crowd. It's spinal injury.
Yeah. Hey, I got it ready. Hey, this is my parody of PC. Hey, fuck this dumb audience, you fucking idiots. Oh, you're so PC. Maybe that wasn't a great one.
Great parody. Great parody. Listen, and great social commentary.
I have cancer. I said it. I'm sorry. I didn't want to use it.
That's how cancer should be announced, with that stinger, with that stinger at the end of it.
I don't want to tell you this, but you have cancer. We're not making, this is a joke that if you had cancer, you'd be able to laugh at it. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know who to thank. A lot of bells and whistles. That's what you got to do with this app. Smoke, bells, whistles.
I think people don't know how to feel during your podcast. It's a very like, you know, like, oh, do I feel very good, but I also, there's an undercurrent of fucking tremendous anxiety.
Well, here's what I know. I know, and that's the process.
I got cancer and I hate everybody.
My gal has got two eyes of blue and curls of brown. She always makes me smile when I am feeling
People
down.
People like it.
Whenever I am with her,
I'm liking it. They're liking it.
Cause my gal's pussy is the smallest in town.
technically it's not good. I'll admit it. Now, you need to tell your people, if someone comes up to you, go, that Todd Glass show, I don't get it. Go, either does he. He talks about it.
No.
But it's fun. I know that it's fun. That song, absolutely. I don't know why. Play it again. I don't know what it is. I don't know, but it's like...
My gal has got two eyes of blue and curls.
I tell him, well, it's for him. Now, back to you. Back to you.
No, back to me. Back to me.
That can't be helpful.
I mean, come on. Are you kidding me?
Not in the middle.
It's not
help.
Rehearsal, buddy, anymore.
This is the show for people with ADD.
No, it isn't. Watch this. Watch this. You're going to be impressed. It's funny, but if it gets too annoying,
really
I get
the
it.
Show for people
just like when you want... Watch this. This is because I'm good. If you could have an invention... No, I
yes,
do.
Yes.
But you know what? It's a good question. I get a question in my head. Then I want to ask every guest for 3 weeks, and then I get tired of that question. I can't think of different questions every show. That's exhausting.
What's the invention? Come on,
but
what do
you know what? It's going to be fun to talk about. Watch. And I'm not afraid to put my name out on the line. Because if you're going to go, Todd, you're setting it up. Why don't you just do it? You don't got to set it up. Because that's what I do. You got a problem with it? What are you, a bully? I want to talk about the bit, and I want to guarantee you that you're going to enjoy it.
By the way,
this man will not let down.
By the way, I think it'd be great. Like, you do that before every question, and then the interviewer goes, and you watch me answer this goddamn question, and let me tell you something. The answer I'm going to give, it's going to be amazing, and it's going to be truthful, and yet it won't have any meaning at all, and it will be silly. And I'll be damned if that's not going to be the case. And we never get to it. Like, you then go...
That's Donald Trump, isn't it? It's a lot of that.
Oh,
lot of that.
Social commentary! No!
Is this really the show, or is this just some silly shit?
It's an old jingle. I try to get my money's worth.
These guys are great, and I hear you don't even know them, or you know them barely, is what the word is backstage.
Let's talk to you more. So if you had an invention, like an idea for a restaurant. Last week, Jake Weissman was on the show.
Oh, he said, poor Jake Weissman.
He had a good time. Everybody has a good time on my show. That's how Donald Trump would have his podcast. No, people come on my show. Everybody knows no one has more fun anyway.
Yeah.
I don't really do the impersonation or the looks. I just say what he says, and I don't even do that good. If you like that, then that's what I offer. No, some people go, do an impersonation, make the voice sound like it, have the mannerism sound like it, maybe even look like him a little. I get that. I enjoy it. I see it. Even I go, oh, that's so fun. I don't do that. What I do is I try to remember a little bit what they say. I say it. Try to do the voice a little. I'm not going to kill
and
myself.
And then you're out of there.
Hey, my podcast is great. That's enough, unless you're being a dick. Imagine it being done better.
Oh, that's for you. That's for your, you know what?
Thank you. Only a friend would tell you that there's shit all over your lips.
No, there wasn't anything over
there. No, there was. All right. So he said he'd want a restaurant where there's... Oh, by the way, I actually thought this was a good idea, where you had, like, cats everywhere. Like, so if you want to go to a place... No, in a restaurant, not a restroom. And is that what you... A restaurant.
I said restaurant.
Yeah, why? Now, be honest. How many people think... I thought... If they were all friendly and chill, I would love to go to a restaurant. I would love, not a restaurant, a coffee place. Oh, you know what?
There are
he stole the idea, that son of a bitch. Yeah, so Jake Weissman lied. He went to this place, and then he says, oh, that's what I should do. Fishy. So what would you do? You have an idea for a restaurant?
Yes.
Or an invention? Either or. I let my guests
pick. What I would do is just have, like, a restaurant that just has, like, the last few rhinos. On Earth, you know, because they're being killed. They're being killed.
But you don't need
me. They're being killed for like medicinal, like it's phony medicinal purposes too. Like people fucking poach rhinos, these gorgeous, majestic creatures, and they poach them and they fucking take their horns and they grind it down. I think it's mainly Asian medicine, but I would save the rhinos and they would be in my restaurant and it would be, you know, kind of sloppy because they like mud, so there'd be mud all over the fucking place. But the food would be French fusion and there would be a little... Now listen to me. Listen to me. Fuck. Nobody lets me speak about this. So the few rhinos who are left, you know, because of the Chinese medicine bullshit killing them, and there's a little jazz combo in the corner. A little jazz combo. No. This is silly. A serious jazz combo that loves like, and all they do is Dave Brubeck's Take Five, like over and over and over and over and over again. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And the rhinos are there, and you kind of crying because there's two rhinos left. And French French fusion. I think the other it would be Cajun French fusion.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
And now, what about an invention like a flashlight? And be serious, this time.
I love flashlights. I love seeing.
It's not. Hold on. It's not about a flashlight. I just use it as an example. It could be like I wanted to have a thing that sprays mace, but also makes an air horn sound.
Yes, that's very good.
Why not?
That's good. That's for silly cops. Silly cops, like cops who want to take the sting out of oppression. You know what I mean? Like. It sprays mace, it's an air horn, maybe a hand buzzer. It's like, hey, I know you people are all part of the class of society that we, the middle class cops, fucking hammer down. I know you love to do ride-alongs in cop cars.
You know what? I think I should finally, even out of paranoia, defend myself on that. Like, I get it. Like, 10% of cops are probably fucking awesome. That prove you can want to do that job but not be a dick. Those numbers are shitty low. Even the cops that won't do the things like some of the things we see on television, at least they drive around like dicks all night. And no matter what the cops do, they always go, no, not everyone will like us. I get that. No matter what they fucking do, they can't have everybody like
them. Same with comedians, by the way.
But
we are in front of people, and when we speak our goddamn minds about funny things, there's a lot of people who don't think we're funny. A lot. And fuck those people.
I got to finish, because my thoughts sounded uneducated until I go, and. But no matter what they do, they're not going to please everybody. But they could do it better than they're fucking doing. So I get that. So just because I do ride-alongs, because you had a friend that gave me a lot of shit about that. Like, he called me up, and he was like, you know, I'm like, yeah, you have to acknowledge the good cops. They deserve it. Like,
he called you?
He did. He was like, hello, I do ride-alongs. I'm like,
I'm a friend of Eddie Pepitone.
Yes. Well, you don't really know him that well. He knows who he is right now. He's hearing it. He's here tonight. It's Graham Elwood. All right.
It's what?
It's Graham Elwood.
I know it's Graham Elwood.
Listen, the show was very funny. You were talking about your ideas. People were having a good time.
I love ideas. I love ideas. Whenever I think of an idea, I'm like, baby, because I'm married, and I'm like, you know, you have to spice up your marriage with ideas. With ideas, all right? Because most marriages, they kind of lay in one area of, like, contentment or discontentment. I'm always like, baby, what if there was a French fusion place? With rhinos, and she's like, okay, honey, and then, you know, the day goes by quicker.
This might be a weird question, but how affectionate are you? Are you with your cats? Like, when no one's around, would you be embarrassed to say it, or would you get close?
I'm very affectionate. I mean, I'll give you an example. One of my cats is named Louie, and this is how I address Louie.
After Louis C.K.?
No, it's not after Louis
C.K. I put
Louis
things
C.K.
together, because I'm a good interviewer. That's what you do, it's not...
You are. That was a great fucking association. That's a great... I was like, you're going to say Louis Armstrong or Louis Pasteur, but you said Louis C.K., and where did that come from? Just because he's a comedian and everybody knows him. Okay, so this is how I talk to my cats. This is how I talk to my... Louis, I call him Louis. Louis. Oh, what you doing, Louis? Louis is boring. Louis, why did you get so skinny? Louis, you have kidney failure. Louis, was it me? Don't you blame me for your kidney failure. I took as best care of you as I could. Now play with the fucking string. That's what the string is there for. All right, not to wrap around my finger and remind me that you have kidney failure. That's kind of how I talk to him. Want to hear it?
My gal has got two eyes of blue and curls of brown. She always makes me smile when I am feeling down. Whenever I am with her, I just grin like a clown. Because my gal's pussy is...
Okay, listen. Oh, Eddie, you're the best, man.
Well, I wish that would translate into 500 grand a year. And I just come to the house and just like, hey, what about this, Todd? And then you just write a check. Like, I don't know what it would be, weekly. No,
my scenario was not, I feel bad that I had that scenario. What I would do is I would, I don't know what I would do. I don't think it's going to.
Don't worry.
No, listen, don't you worry. Well, I'm a good interviewer. No, other guests, they go, oh, the guest goes, don't worry. They go, okay, cool, I won't. No, I go, no, you don't worry. I'll worry. I'm fine. That's what I'm paid for. You relax. Are you nervous? I get nervous for you because when it doesn't work, I know. No matter how long you've been doing it, I move past it, but it's never fun for me either. It's like,
by the way,
I want the opposite. I want everything to be so funny. One non-laugh, I want to get out of the business. I go, that's what I'm bad.
That's what makes us good. Yeah. That's what makes us good. Because if we were comedians who were like, you know what? I'm not. You know what the comedian, that you know, they say, oh, this comedian is not afraid of the silence. You show me the comedian who's not afraid of the silence, I show you a kind of mediocre comedian. Oh, yeah, he can wait. He can wait. But he's not driven by fear and insecurity that would kill the average person. My doctor, when I'm having a physical...
Sure, I'm a good interviewer.
My doctor, when I'm having... no, God forbid. That was more than like 30 seconds, so how are you supposed to stay in tune with that? But my doctor, when he's giving me my physical, he takes my blood pressure and he goes, are you insecure? And I go, yes. I go, yes, and I get a... You know the nervous face? You know the nervous face you get when you're really insecure? Like... And I go, check the blood pressure again. And then we play the theme song. She's got the smallest pussy in town.
My gal has got two eyes of blue and curls of brown.
And then...
It makes me smile when I am feeling down.
Seriously.
Wait. Then the doctor relaxes once he hears that.
What time
because they take that shit too seriously. The whole, you know, oh, we measured your cholesterol and your blood pressure, and you're all fucked up. It's like, go fuck yourself. Let me just live my life. Why are you constantly measuring shit? Like, that's going to make it better. Oh, you need to eat less yams. Go fuck yourself. I'm on a yam binge. Asshole. You ever just scold your doctor like, you're a fucking asshole?
No, seriously?
Yeah, just go after him. Oh, like, you go in there with guns blazing, like, okay, yeah, I got a little bit of extra weight, and I don't exercise. So fucking what? Yeah. And just go in
there. Yeah, my cholesterol's high. You go out late at night and have fun and get high and don't eat sweet shit. You do it, you fucking pile of shit.
You fucking pile of shit.
Do this, and you're not so healthy either. You don't look great. You don't look great. I'm not being mean-spirited,
no,
but
he
you're
does
overweight,
look good.
And you know it, and
looks
I know
really good. My doctor's one of those guys.
He is. Is it
really
Dr. Vinny Boombots? Hello.
Very good.
All right, listen. I want to be professional. What time is it? Oh, Jesus. No, I shouldn't yell at you. You're really helping. What time? Quarter after what? 5 to 8. Okay, cool. You're like 5 to 8? 7:54. Great. Thank you very much.
There you go.
Wow.
Hello.
Well, I can make fun of it because it's actually, I would rather have that accent than not have it if I have my choice. I mean, I used to try to do that. People liked it. I would act like when I was like 25, I would walk around with an accent. It wasn't great, but no one knew if they're not trying to, you know. I'd be like, excuse me, it was a hamburger. They would love it. Oh, he doesn't know what a hamburger is. Nothing came out of it except that.
You know what I like about you lately?
No, let me.
No, I like that you get thoughtful now at the end of things. Like, you know, and then nothing came out of it. And you just kind of stare off into space, and people are like, God, he's complex.
What is your... what if people don't know about Eddie Pepitone? All right, look, I get some of these out of a book. Where's that guy leaving? If I was leaving a show to prove I wasn't having a good time, I would crawl out. Don't you think people should crawl out? No, if they're like, it's not my cup of tea, but Todd Glass isn't a dick, don't you think they should crawl out? Oh, they might have to pee, too. I didn't think about that.
Insulin injection? You never know.
Yeah. All right, Eddie.
Oh, yeah, the crowd doesn't like that. Oh, don't say that, Eddie.
We're going in. Oh, by the way, I want to make sure we got to all the jingles. Do you mind if I do a root beer ad?
Go ahead.
No, I'll do it later. Do you mind if we just play this real quick? I have to. It's killing me. Come on, don't be.
Seven little girls sitting in the back seat.
It's going well again.
Kissing with a friend.
You know it. Shut the fuck up. You're mad that it is. You're like, it is, but I don't know why. But everything's all right. Even someone that's trying to go, no, it's not.
One, two, three.
No.
Keep your mind on your right.
You're going to stick with the lie? No, I'm not enjoying it.
Keep your snoopy eyes on the road.
That's what you look like.
We're having fun. Sitting in the back seat. Kissing and a hugging with Fred.
No, if you're alive and things are all right, you're loving it. Things are, people are stressed out of their goddamn mind. They need this. And if you don't,
drove through the town, drove through the country.
It gives Eddie Pepitone a chance to take a break. Think of another score. You don't think I'm going to go right back to him? And once I do, what do? I set him off in a direction. I let him talk and I laugh. I know to shut the fuck up.
One, two, three. Keep your mind on your drive and keep your hands on the wheel. And keep your snoopy eyes.
People would watch this on television. They would. I'm not even. If there's probably five people in the crowd going, you're right, I would. See a guy, hey, at least I'm having fun. People aren't stupid. They can tell if you're having fun. You're not fooling anybody. If you look like you're having a blast, you'll find your fucking audience.
Seven little girls.
It's just anything that you just get someone the barrel of the camera. I'll have guests like him and I'll stare into it. And when I'm not doing good, I'll sweat and I'll fucking do good. It won't go wrong. Why do you have to understand it?
What would he do?
Just trust me.
Are you? You have.
You
have
a bit. It's a bit. It's not like.
You have vicious fights with yourself.
I do.
It's amazing.
But guess what? I believe anybody who's really smart is going. This is. I'm 90% of my life. I'm insecure. But 10%. Is it so bad if I'm secure? There's some people in here going, he's fucking right. Yeah. I wouldn't do bad. It wouldn't do bad. And I'm not going to point out the shows that I would want to take over. But I'd start with
by the way,
Johnny Carson. No, I'm not afraid to fucking say it.
I would just love to see all the people. Like you said, there's five people or 10 people in here who think you're right. Just all of you are at Cantor's after the show going, you're fucking right. You're fucking right. And just all everybody's just yelling that. That's right. That's fucking right. What's wrong with people having fun? Just screaming.
That's who I'd like to be around. 10 people like that.
Yes.
Right, of course. What the fuck? Makes me feel good. You know, yelling, though, I notice this with people that... I'm done. I'm exhausted. Sometimes you think, oh, I got to get the show to another place. No, just admit defeat. I wasn't. I did nothing. I couldn't carry it on anymore. You were funny. And then why do I have to take it if I'm not feeling it? Just go, okay, you know. And you just... bow your head. Now listen, we had a game.
I feel like there's.
You like dogs?
No, no. Listen to this. I feel like there's a perfect dip in the show right now. Like I feel like this valley we're in, we're definitely not gonna climb out of it.
That's what I thought.
No, I
swear to God, I thought the same thing.
Like
that's fucked up.
Baby, it's like a baby stuck in a well.
Yes.
And the audience are the parents. No. The audience are the parents of the baby, and they know they're not getting the baby back. That's what I feel like. The kind of dip
I know.
We're in.
No.
Even though saying that has elevated it just a little bit.
No, let me tell you something. I do feel like exactly what you feel. Mm. I have shows where you think, will I be able to take this to where everyone, it's so good that they forget about the dips and the things.
And the answer is no.
I think.
On this one.
My gal has got two eyes of blue and curls of brown.
You know what? That's starting not to work.
I know.
That's what's making me nervous. Like, all your little bells and whistles,
it's like,
when they start to go, then really, it's sort of like, you know, a coal miner coming home from work.
Huh? Do it again. Huh?
Yeah.
Hey, you're fine.
No, because I think what's going on with the audience now is that the audience...
I think
I think the audience now.
Wow.
I think the audience now is feeling like, please don't insult me with all this shit. Like after a while, no. Let me finish. It's like, oh yeah. I like the little, the funny song and the funny sounds. But then after a while, they're like, okay, what else do you have? You know what I mean? Like, oh yeah.
Welcome to the Troy Conrad Mini Podcast. Rated number one mini podcast by the Mini Podcasters Association of America.
Welcome to the Troy Conrad Mini Podcast. My guest is Eddie Pepitone.
This is good, though. This is good. This is not a silly thing. This is a funny, clever thing. As opposed to that, you know, after a while, but go ahead.
Eddie, why do you think that men have such difficulty being emotionally vulnerable with women?
With who?
With women.
I don't know. What are you talking about?
This has been the Troy Conrad Mini Podcast. You have now fulfilled your daily requirement for podcasts, and you can turn off the main podcast you have been listening to.
I light a candle for Troy Conrad, who has been oppressed for years by Todd Glass.
No, I'm a bit.
Troy Conrad, we are with you. One day you will have more than just kneeling next to a guest for 30 seconds.
I don't like the part, you know, you're done listening to your podcast for the day. But I don't give a shit. Let him do his thing.
Wow.
Okay, listen. Let me just, before we go in for the close, I do have to do
it. The close?
Yeah. Well, half an hour. We have a half an hour left. That takes me.
Well, you call that the close?
Well, it takes me. I have to tell this story every single time because Daniel Keno said, oh, my God, I'm sick. No, I do need it. Well, even if there's one person here that's never heard it, I think it's worth it. And they think it's worth it, too. Thank you. But I don't like hecklers. If you say it, it's funnier, but... So what was I talking about? No, seriously, help me out.
The first time you saw Don Rickles?
No, don't trick me.
Don't trick me. You said that very earnestly.
Can you play Don Rickles' clip? Can you play Don Rickles on Live at 5? I think it's worth it. Oh, play this other thing first. Hold on. Okay, play him first. Play that kid. This is worth it. This is heartwarming. This will be the heartwarming.
The Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
Play Rickles. Wow, it's so professional. Any
Our
show
next guest on Live at 5 is appearing now through Sunday at the Westbury Music Fair.
Okay, that was funny. Okay, that's enough of that. Thank you. No, that was good.
Music Fair. And each year...
That's okay. It doesn't even matter. The person in the back is probably like, no, it's not your fault. You press a button. If the electrical problem, it's the wires. I'm going to fucking punch them in their face.
Why didn't you finish the Rickles clip? Why didn't you finish the Rickles clip?
Because it wouldn't play. And I didn't want to, like if I was back there and it wouldn't work, I wouldn't want someone on stage going, is it work now? Does it work now? Rickles, it's so unnecessary to do it that I just wanted to move past.
You're on Live at 5. He always has such a good
now you're lucky
time
you fucking got it going.
I was covered. Thanks a million, Jack, for this big opportunity. I swear to you, I didn't want to be on this. I didn't want to come on this thing. You made me come on, and you'll never see me again. I'm fed up, and I hope that thing shortens out your ear. What do you think of that?
Thank you very
really
much.
Really fed up with this. Nice I didn't need it.
Welcome back.
It's a flashback.
Yeah, it's great to be back, Jack, especially when the guys were holding me in the hall begging me to come on.
They were out there offering you money and everything.
Yeah, everything.
Right?
Now, it's nice to see you, though.
Yeah, you're out at Westbury.
I don't want to do
Sunday.
This anymore.
No, I'm...
Short
by the way,
off.
Isn't it funny when news people try to be funny? Like, they that always cracks me up. Just like, I know, Don. You're the funny guy. Like, that's immediately what they do. Like, oh, Christ! You're the comedian! Like, they're like, guess who we have on today? We got a guy who turns reality on its head. I'm just a suit. I deliver the news, yet this guy, he makes fun of shit. He makes, that's their like subtext, like, he makes fun of shit. I'm just a guy, but he's a funny guy. OK, Hurricane Don, I'm about to ask you a question, and I know you're going to take it in a crazy place. That's how they are, right? Like, they're like, oh, we got a guy. This fucking guy. He's what I live for because I'm a straight guy. I'm just straight. Not sexually straight. Who knows what I am sexually? Because when you read the news that long, you want to fuck everything. They did a study on newscasters' sexual habits, and they will fuck anything. Do you know that?
What?
I am not kidding. Wolf Blitzer has fucked everything. He has fucked everything. This is a true story. Wolf Blitzer has fucked everything. Well, he has fucked men. He has fucked women. No, check this out. And he's fucked like things like disparate things like, you know, pictures from Pluto. He's fucked telephones. He's put his cock in hot coffee.
Hey, ladies, any of you want to fuck Jake Adams? The Todd Glass Show. A real fuck festival.
To be honest, I thought he was being honest.
Troy Conrad needs more than 30 seconds.
Listen, you're great. I think I made a recovery. I like to talk about it. What was going on there a while back? It was me. I want to apologize. I found out that before the show, and I didn't want to say this in front of everybody, that my family was all hit by a bus. And they're fine. All right.
Hello, Todd. It's Libby.
All right, listen, Libby.
Yeah, Todd, how you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
Why do you sound like you're on a phone?
Well, I am on a phone.
Oh, well, I just called the hotel, and they just patched me through here.
Well, because we made it happen that way, because we knew you were going to call in tonight. Why couldn't you be here?
Oh, you know, I was going to come, you know, but the roads were a little gravelly.
All right, that's not a big deal. You like Eddie, right?
Yeah, Eddie Pepitone.
It's all in ruins. You told me.
No, Eddie Pepitone, your show, I just heard it. It's been wonderful. I love Eddie, although that hat, the blackness, is a little hurting for my eyelashes.
Well, what's going on? I have to go in for the clothes, but what's going on with Lionel and you?
Well, we're doing great. You know me, easy breezy, Todd. We had a new show at the Jazz Club. It's basically me just kind of singing and talking to people and giving them.
Do you want to do a little bit?
Sure.
My band can play for you.
Okay.
You don't mind? You want to hear? I mean, you don't have to. She won't care. play a little bit. Like, will you walk through the crowd?
Yeah, I just walk through and I say, we start, the jazz gentlemen start playing, and then they just, as they're sitting down, I'm like, have a seat, we're happy to see you. Except the guy that's got the shiny shirt, I just don't like the way the lights, they hit the mirrors in a certain way, and it actually makes a vibration that hurts my ears.
So you do like a Don Rickles type of a thing almost.
I love Rickles. I just think his head is a little waxy.
And you walk through the crowd and you just do like a...
Hello and welcome to Lionel's Jazz Club. We love everything except people that wear really too many high-heeled shoes.
Stop. And you're not going to hate me. Stop. Close your eyes and picture it at a jazz club like you do when you're listening to the show at home. Close your eyes, go back. She's walking around the jazz club. She's talking. Go, do it again.
You're beautiful people. Excited to have you here today.
She's walking through the tables. Close your eyes.
So many. We've got the candles on every table, but they get a little smoky, and one of them, it kind of got on my upper lip, and I had a hard time eating a sandwich. But we're happy that you're here in our jazz club. Sometimes it's not always jazz. Sometimes we played kind of a bluesy big band. I think blues music, my only problem with blues music is just the way you say it. It kind of hurts the upper part of my left neck.
Well, Libby, thank you. It's always I miss you so much.
And I miss you, Todd. I love everything you do.
Thank you. That really means a lot to me.
Sometimes it's a little loud.
My music's a little loud. But other than that, thank you.
No, your voice. I love you, everything you do. Your voice, sometimes you said it, and it brought up a mist, and it really kind of curled out my nose hairs.
All right. Well, thank you. That's what you say to people like that. You just back away.
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you, Libby. You're great. Tell Lionel I said hi.
I will, Lionel.
Oh, Jesus.
Lionel Todd.
Hey, baby, what's up now? All right. Hey, Todd, how you doing, man? Yeah. How you all doing?
Lionel, I gotta go because I gotta wrap the show up, and if I run late. But I wanted to tell you that I'm glad that you and Libby are working it out.
You know, we had a little rough patch. You know what I'm talking about? We got a rough patch. We're trying to get it honest. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, you have a rough patch, but you just come on down to the Jazz Club off the 710 freeway. Right, you know what I mean? We got 2-for-1 tickets, and we get you all in there. We have the jazz brunch on Sundays, 8 to 12.
Thank you.
All right, Todd. How you doing? Everybody all right?
Yeah, everyone's good.
Hey, Todd, I got a I have a van that needs a detail. You know what I'm saying? You don't need money that can detail.
Talk to me off the podcast about that.
All right, Todd. We get up back, we holler back at you, and I'll get that $1,000 back to you the next time I see you.
Consider it a Christmas gift.
All right, baby.
Thank you. You borrowed $1,000. Folks, guess what?
Is it hung up yet, Lionel? How do you hang it up? I don't know which button to press. Do you put it on the... All right, so I hung it up? Okay. Do you want to have a sandwich later, Lionel?
Close your eyes.
Yeah.
I'm aggressive with my comedy
Make
directing.
Make me whatever kind of sandwich you want. Just don't cut the bread too slicey.
What time is it? Listen, when I go in for the close, I like to... Hello? I like to make sure everybody... Eddie...
I just want to say this since...
And don't be overly complimentary.
I just want to say this sincerely. I just really enjoy what you do. It's a silliness that the world needs more of, especially in this time of great, great sorrow.
Thank you. I take that as a compliment.
Don't.
Oh.
Don't.
I take it as a compliment anyway.
Well,
I'm taking it as a compliment. You can't stop me from taking it as a compliment.
No, I didn't mean it as a compliment.
I'm taking it as one.
I meant it.
All right.
You're avoiding stuff.
Well, I'm taking it as a compliment. You can't...
Fuck you. You know what? You want to take it as a compliment?
Someone in complete denial. It's not a compliment. You're avoiding a problem that's happening. Here's
the
problem.
You are doing the world a great service with what you do.
And here's what I think I do. I think the next live podcast I do, lights are going to be completely out.
I think a little bit.
Turn the lights out. It's still live. To George Carlin, I'm being honest. Turn the lights out completely.
And that's better.
Yes. And then we do our voices. Now, what? No, it's fine. Look.
Is that not better for the audience?
Now, play that song again. It's much better like this. And you're going to be like, holy shit, he was right.
My gal has got two eyes of blue.
I'm kidding. All right, bring the lights back up. So I want to thank everybody before we go in. Then we'll do something. Believe me, I got a song worked out. Would you sing Fiddler on the Roof? If I was a rich man.
Yeah, I don't know that much of it, but yeah, sure. I can sing anything you want me to. One of these guests, by the way. I love these guests. Oh, would you sing would you sing a song? And they're like, oh, I don't sing. And you're like, well, I'm asking you, would you sing a fucking song? And they're like, oh, please. Don't put me on the spot. My voice ain't that great. And I have cancer or whatever the fuck they do. Where was the sting? It was not.
It's not. The computer's down right now.
Yeah. My computer's down. Yeah. That's what we're going to hear.
Oh, my computer's down.
Listen, I don't want it to be down.
We're going to hear that a lot.
It's
the apocalypse.
Rainbow thing.
Right. Is it really down?
I would have been on it. Eddie, I would have been on the jingle.
This root beer. Stewart's root beer. This shit, it's got some kick in it. It's got some, like, some horsepower. It's got this trumpet. It's a Stewart's root beer. It's fucking got some kick in it. Ah, give me a horse sound already. There, the commercial's over. We rehearsed that. It's one of the things we rehearsed. All right, done with the root beer. Until they send me money, I could launch a fuck root beer ad any time now. They don't.
By the way, I just see the Stewart's people going, what it sounds like after the Glass podcast.
They might be
they're,
good.
They're staying the same, boss. We'll keep it going because I believe in him.
Next week, this Stewart's root beer, it's like a thunderstorm in your mouth. Like, it's just every sip, you're going to be like, what the? Now you might think, what about mug root beer? Yeah, it was good. But then I tried Stewart root beer. Fuck mug root beer. Then I drink Stewart's root beer and I go, are you shitting me? It's like Disneyland in your mouth.
What it sounds like. And they're going down, boss. They're going down. But I think if we stick with them, he's the kind of guy who he dips, but then he comes out of it.
Let me tell you something. Times are tough. And everybody needs a vacation, but sometimes that vacation can't be going anywhere. But giving your mouth a delicious treat. Let me tell you something about root beer. It's everything. It's about a root beer float. Vanilla ice cream isn't nothing. Try eating vanilla ice cream. It's not so good, but you pour some root beer and then you have a vacation. Root beer is like Disneyland for your mouth. And America deserves it.
What it sounds like. We haven't sold a root beer at all in the last week and a half.
I have nowhere to go.
You think it's connected to Glass? I believe in him, even though it's a little disjointed. I believe in him. But we haven't sold anything in a week and a half. Not one fucking bottle. You would think someone would buy it by accident. Like just being drunk or high. They think it's an A&W, but they buy ours instead just because they're high.
Run from the bit, everybody. Let's run from the bit. Here we go. How about a hand for Eddie Pepitone?
Run from the bit. Run, 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 run. Run from the bit. Away from it. Run from the bit. You got me running from the bit. Far away from it. Run from the bit. Run, run, run from the bit.
All right, everybody. Listen, here's what we're going to do. Okay, we're going to go in. Eddie Pepitone, you were just... God damn it. Maybe I give you more, like a million. But I want to thank...
No, thank you
I don't
very
be,
much
I don't,
for having me, Todd. It was really very sweet of you.
Thank you. You know what?
Didn't mean it!
Yes, he did. I know the way
yes,
he is.
I did.
Well,
did
listen, because you know me and you... So I want to make sure I thank everybody, because then I'll get in the car, I'll enjoy the night better. If I just take five... It'll take... I'll say 2 minutes, but stay. Right? You don't need to go anywhere. What are you in a hurry for? Joe McKenzie is sitting right there, and everyone probably knows what he looks like, but wave your hand. He's got the guitar in his hand. He does all the music for the show.
It's terrific work, Joe.
Jingle Joe.
Todd, that really means a lot to me.
Thank you, and I knew it would mean a lot to you. And next to him is Gabe on the trumpet over there.
Terrific work, Gabe.
A one and a two and a one.
Gabe Steiner.
Gabe. Okay, and then that's Keith, 1-2 and 1-2-3. Just always giving good energy. Show Duncan's on the bongos. He actually is playing. Eric is on the drums. Play some drums like a professional band. Hey. And over there is Robbie Kirkhoff. He's a comedian, and he's playing the triangle tonight. Wow. 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 And then Kat. For the handwriting, this guy, Jake Adams, for doing all the music. And then, so anyway, this is, like I said last year, this is just ridiculous. It's like Disneyland for adults, you know. So, of course, it's fun. And the party afterwards will be a lot of fun. And again, those guys, you know, it's just, it's like when you come back every year, I'm like, this is so fucking cool. So I complain a lot. So what I try to do is take the same amount of time when things are like, this is fucking perfect, and give the same energy to that. So if you give, you know, I know there's more than one person, because a lot of times what happens is from Portland.
Bridgetown?
Yeah, Bridgetown. I'm drawing a blank on his name right now.
Andy
Woods. Andy Wood calls me up. He's like, you know, I fucking run that festival. I'm like, well, you know. That joke wasn't worth it because it took me 3 hours to think of his name. All right, let me just move forward. God damn it. That's the worst joke I ever did. I should get out of comedy, and I'm going to. All right, so no, everything's fine. If I don't talk about it for 8 hours, we're moving past it. We're already past it. Now we're doing this. Okay, so down the road, turn right, left, right. Oh, what was that? Everything's fine. So thank you very much. And then, you know, what if we'll close, like, with a... What was the? I said we were going to do this, and I said we weren't going to do this, but now I think we should do it with something nice.
How about that? That candle up there is inspire me. That little light, for Troy Conrad's going to shine. Let's let it shine.
Can we bring the lights down a little bit? No, not that. Let's end with whatever song we were said we were going to do.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Sing along, you son of a bitch.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine.
Anybody have a phone?
Let it shine. Let it shine.
Now, if it was my dream, I would say I get to choose how many times we'll do the chorus. You'll keep asking me.
I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine.
Remember, we're broadcasting, so if you project, it's gonna sound a lot better.
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Oh, if we could just do it one more time.
Shine, but I'm gonna let it shine.
One more time.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Good night. Let's have fun at the party, right? Bye. Thank you.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.